Welcome to the funky drummer Ableton Lev 12 Impact Lab for Old School Rave Pressure, Advanced Edition. In this lesson, we're taking one of the most iconic break sources in drum history and turning it into a proper performance system for drum and bass. Not just a loop, not just a chopped break, we're building a reusable rack-based workflow that gives you groove, impact, tension, fills, and transition energy on demand. That means you can move from a ghost note jungle feel into a full-on rave drop, without losing the human swing that makes the funky drummer so special. First thing, set the project up like a finishing environment, not a sketchpad. Start at 174 BPM. Create your main groups. Drums. Break lab. Bass, effects, and reference. Keep your master with plenty of headroom while you build, ideally peaking around minus 6 dB. That's important, because this kind of drum and bass impact work gets loud fast. And if you build too hot too early, the low end and the drum bus will start fighting each other before you even get to arrangement. Inside the break lab group, drop in a simpler for slicing, then drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and if needed, a glue compressor. This isn't just about sound shaping, it's about workflow. You want a modular break environment you can drag into future sessions and instantly start designing pressure moments. Think of it as your jungle to rave conversion kit. Now bring in the funky drummer break and slice it to a new MIDI track. For advanced workflow, slicing by transients is usually the most musical option, but if the break is already well aligned and you want a tighter grid, slice by 16th notes. Once it's in a drum rack, don't treat the pads like random fragments. Assign them functionally. One pad for kick body, one for the main snare, one for ghost snare, one for hat ticks, one for rim or tom accents, one for fill hits, one for reverse textures, and one for room noise or tail. That functional thinking matters a lot. In advanced DNB production, you're not just layering sounds, you're assigning jobs. One layer handles groove, another handles attack, another handles dirt, another handles fill energy. If a layer is trying to do two jobs badly, split it. That's how you keep the whole thing clean, while still sounding nasty. A very useful move here is to duplicate your best snare slice and tune one copy down slightly, maybe 2 to 4 semitones. Keep the original for crack, use the tuned copy for weight. Blend them together and suddenly the snare feels bigger without sounding fake. That's a classic move, but in drum and bass it's gold because the snare has to cut through dense sob and reese energy while still sounding alive. Now build the impact chain on the main snare pad. Start with drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8. Use the drum bus drive tastefully, somewhere in the 8 to 20% zone as a starting point. Push the transients up a bit, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, and keep the boom subtle unless your kick is thin. On the saturator, soft clip can help a lot, and a couple of dB of drive is often enough. Then high pass the break layer if needed, usually somewhere around 90 to 140 HE, because you want the sub to live elsewhere. If the snare needs more authority, make a parallel version and hit it harder with glue compressor and maybe a touch of bit depth or saturation damage. That parallel idea is key. The dry chain gives you attack and detail. The crushed chain gives you density and attitude. Blend the crushed one in quietly, and you get that old-school pressure without flattening the transient. If you overdo the bus compression or saturation, the snare starts sounding smaller instead of bigger, so always check whether the hit still has a front edge. Next, make the break move like a performance, not a loop. Program ghost notes, little kick pickups, offbeat hats, and occasional fast fill bursts before phrase changes. Work inside the MIDI note editor and shape your velocity deliberately. Ghosts around 20 to 45, accents around 70 to 110, and if the groove needs more push, nudge the snare slightly ahead or a little behind depending on the vibe. If the break feels rigid, use the groove pool and add a little swing, but don't drown the precision. Around 10 to 30% groove amount is often enough. For darker rollers, less swing can be stronger. For jungle pressure, a bit more shuffle can make the whole thing breathe. This is one of those points where the teacher answer is simple. Don't just quantize, design microtension. The groove lives in the tiny push and pull between human feel and machine grid. Now add a modern drum spine underneath the break. A clean kick with a controlled click, maybe a separate clap layer if you need it, and a thin top loop or shaker for motion. The idea is that the funky drummer gives you feel, and the modern spine gives you mix translation. In a lot of advanced DNB tracks, that's what keeps the drums feeling huge without turning into mush. If you're making a roller, keep the spine minimal. If you're going for a rave weapon, let it support the impact more aggressively. Before the drop, design the bass interaction. Build a restyle bass using wave eatable or operator, with detuned oscillators, a low-pass filter for movement, and maybe a touch of Unison if it stays mono safe down low. Keep everything under about 120 HE mono. Use utility to check that. If needed, split sub and mid so the sub stays clean and the mid layer can get dirty, animated, and wide. Add saturator for harmonics, auto filter for movement, and sidechain compression from the kick or snare if you need space. The important workflow rule here is to build the bass around the break, not the other way around. Let the bass leave room for the snare crack and the break's motion. If the bass and snare fight in the same mid-range, usually around 2.5 to 5 kHz, carve the space. In drum and bass, the power is often in what you don't play as much as what you do. Now we get to the fun part, the impact and transition rack. Create an FX return or separate audio track called Impact Lab. Feed it reversed break pieces, resampled snare tails, noise swells, and filtered crash-like fragments. Put auto filter, reverb, echo, saturator, and maybe a limiter on it if needed. For a proper pre-drop build, automate the filter up, from low mids into the top end. Open the reverb slightly during the transition, and bring in a little echo on the final bar. A reverse snare or room hit before the drop works beautifully here. It creates that inhale effect that old-school jungle and rave records use so well. If you want the arrangement to feel strong, think in moment types. Have motion bars, tension bars, release bars, and aggression bars. Not every bar should groove the same way. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is remove information before adding more. A one-beat gap before the hit can feel heavier than another fill. That's a very important old-school lesson. Absence creates weight. Now shape the drum bus. Route everything into the drums group and process it as a unit. Use glue compressor, drum bus, EQ8, and maybe utility for gain staging. Keep compression subtle, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto. Use drum bus drive lightly, and don't overdo the boom unless the kick really needs help. If the bus starts losing punch, back off the compression and use parallel crush instead. Heavy compression on a return, blended under the clean drums, usually sounds more powerful than smashing the main bus. A very useful advanced move is resampling. Once you have a good 2-bar or 4-bar drum section, print it to audio. Then edit the audio instead of endlessly tweaking the rack. This is a big workflow upgrade because it forces decisions and turns the best moments into reusable weapons. In D&B, resampling is not just a bounce, it's a creative filter. It tells you whether the groove actually works when it's printed. For darker or heavier versions, use the Funky Drummer's roomier fragments as texture instead of just rhythm. High-pass a reverb return on the ghost notes to add size without clutter. Layer a short hard snare with a longer break snare. Use auto filter automation to simulate DJ-style tension on the way into a drop. If the track leans neuro, resample a short break section and process it lightly with redux or frequency shifter for a metallic edge. And always keep the bass in a call and response relationship with the break. Let the bass breathe where the snare and fills need to speak. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overload the break with low end. High pass the break layers and leave sub duties to the bass. Don't use Funky Drummer as a static loop. Chop it up and make it respond to the arrangement. Don't crush the drum bus so hard that the transient disappears. Don't let the bass and snare occupy the same mid-range without carving space. And always check mono compatibility, especially in the low end, because old-school pressure falls apart fast if the sub gets wide and unfocused. Here's a great mini exercise. Build a one-drop impact scene in about 10 to 20 minutes. Load Funky Drummer, slice it into a drum rack, program a 2-bar loop with a main snare, a few ghost notes, and one fill at the end of bar 2. Add a parallel snare crush chain and blend it lightly. Build a simple sum plus respace pattern that leaves room for the snare. Then create one transition bar using reverse break fragments and an automated filter sweep. Render the best 4 bars to audio and listen for punch, swing, low-end clarity, and whether it feels like rave pressure rather than just busy programming. If you've got time, duplicate the section and make 3 variations, one more jungle, one more roller, and one more neuro-leaning. That comparison is incredibly useful, because it teaches you how much a break can change without changing identity. To finish, remember the core idea. The Funky Drummer becomes powerful in drum and bass when it's treated as a sliced impact system, not a static loop. Drum rack, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, auto filter, and utility are the main tools, but the real magic is in contrast. Organic break movement against disciplined modern low-end. Build tension with ghost notes, automation, reverse hits, and parallel processing. Save the whole setup as an Ableton template so the next time you need old-school rave pressure, you can get there fast. That's the Lab. Now make it swing, make it hit, and make it rude.